Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
821 WCCO, 19 degrees. Our good friend Paul Douglas is with us this morning as we called and woke him up before his afternoon show. Hi, Paul.
Yeah. I'd normally be slumbering. Uncle David, how are you? Are you getting better? Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah, I feel great. I just got a little, little throat issue, but there's no, it's compared to other problems, this is not much of a big deal. So
I had a chance to chat with your lovely wife at Bill and Terry Pop's party. I see as a delight. You're a lucky guy.
Well, I would say we both outkicked our coverage.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We both got lucky. So,
and people don't know, when I saw Paul Saturday night, you had an LED tie.
Yeah, it was a little battery operated tie, and it was voice activated. So every time somebody spoke, it lit up. And I don't know, guys like shiny things, and I thought it was kind of cool.
I did too. It looked like a VU meter on our boards.
My portable Doppler.
Hey, what's the deal in the snow right now out there?
Well, yeah, just some flurries as this clipper comes in. A little taste of January. It's not going to last long. And for me, Dave, I mean, if you tell yourself you're miserable, you're going to be miserable. For me, it's a trade-off because our coldest days tend to be sunny. We just had the cloudiest autumn since 1966. People are craving sunlight. So, yeah, it's going to be a little nippy, an extra layer or two at the bus stop tomorrow when we wake up to about 2 degrees. But a high of 20 with the sun out, you know, that's tolerable. And then over the weekend, upper 20s to near 30. And I think we'll have 3 or 4 days above freezing next week. Here in the land of low weather expectations, freezing starts to feel pretty good by mid-December. And there's some signs that maybe El Nino will finally kick in and moderate temperatures a bit as we sail into mid and even late December. So pattern not ripe for any big storms anytime soon. The next chance of maybe a little slush coming next Wednesday. But all the big storms are sailing South Texas and Arkansas and the Carolinas, getting ice and a few inches of snow. And for them, it's a, you know, that's a natural disaster when you get ice in Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, yeah. You know, Paul, as we watch that system too, but you mentioned something there that made me think of this. And in your years of study with weather, light deprivation, you mentioned the sunlight. Is that a legitimate issue?
Oh, absolutely. And not everybody is susceptible to that. But SAD, seasonal affective disorder, as many as 1 in 10, maybe 2 out of 10 people affected. Women tend to be more affected by a lack of sunlight. I mean, it literally creates a hormonal imbalance, which can lead to anxiety, depression, a craving for carbohydrates, an urge to sleep when you shouldn't be sleeping necessarily. So, yeah, and there are things you can do. You can buy these full-spectrum lights and just have this light on that mimics the sun when you're reading, when you're listening to Dave Lee in the morning on CCO. And for many, it helps. There are also some medications you can be on if you feel that you're susceptible to AIDS. AIDS, my God. If you feel you're susceptible to SAD, contact your doctor and have it looked at. You don't have to live in misery.
Yeah, it's really, because when you see this, when I saw it yesterday, it melted a little snow off the driveway, but it just felt so good. I don't care how cold it is. The sun always feels good. And it looks like our winds will stay down, so that's good.
Yeah, the winds will be pretty light. Again, tomorrow at the bus stop, maybe a wind chill of about 10 below. So it's going to get your attention, but it's not going to stay cold long. And just because it's cold now doesn't mean the entire winter is going to be abnormally cold. I love snow. I'd much rather have snow than 20 below. I don't think we're going to get the 78 inches that we got last winter. If we get average, if we get 53, 54, I'll consider myself lucky, but I don't see any big storms looking out 10 days. Beyond that, anybody's guess.
What are you doing on the show today? Do you know?
Well, yeah, barely. We make it up as we go, but we're talking to a cell phone cybersecurity expert. All kinds of scams right before the holidays. When we're running around and maybe mentally a little more susceptible to falling for some of these scams. So we go over some of the things you can do there. And Jim Nash, GOP Assistant Majority Leader in the House, is going to be joining us at 4:10. Minnesota about to become the only state in the union with divided governance, GOP-led Senate, DFL-led House, and talk about what we can agree on, what are the priorities from a GOP perspective, working with Governor-elect Tim Walz. I know Jim is a fellow entrepreneur, got to meet him at the Techni Awards recently, and I was impressed, and I just wanted to have him on talking about how we can avoid becoming Wisconsin.
I look forward to that conversation this afternoon, Paul. Thanks so much for taking the time here on CCO.
Uncle Dave, have a good one, my friend. We'll see you soon.
There he goes, Paul Douglas, and you got him this afternoon from 3 to 6 here on WCCO. By the way, tonight on ABC.
Business is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous.
Charlie Brown Christmas is back.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
How about that? 7 o'clock tonight after you're done listening to Paul. You can catch that on Channel 5 for the Holiday Classic. It's 8:28. Traffic and weather coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.